K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden, and joining me today is Ben Kennedy. He is the driver of the number 31 Turner Scott Motorsports truck in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Ben, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
4th of July is coming up. Any big plans?
Not too much. I'll probably watch a little bit of the nationwide race, and then I live down in Daytona, and I'm right on the water here, so we'll probably take the boat out and watch some fireworks or something. Just laid back night for us.
Well, that's rough. So talk about your run in the Camping World Truck Series so far.
It's going good. We've got several top 10 so far, and we got a top 5 earlier this year. So it's going relatively well. We're making pretty good strides, I think, and I'm trying to get as much of the greens as I can. Some of these mile and a half tracks and a lot of the race tracks I haven't been to before, and, you know, you're going out there racing cup drivers who have experience at these race tracks for, you know, if not hundreds, thousands of laps in the trucks and nationwide and Cup Series. So trying to get as much experience as I can. Hopefully before the end of the year we'll be up there running with some of those top guns.
Are they helpful to you?
Yeah, some of them are. It's a cool thing about this sport is you can really walk up to anyone, whether it's a cup driver, whether it's a truck driver that's been around for 30, 40 years. You can really walk up to someone. You can ask them really any question about the racetrack or, you know, what lines or anything. And they'll give you a little here and there, and I know that they're not giving you everything because everyone wants to, you know, keep those little secret tidbits to themselves, keeps them up on the competition. But it's a very family-oriented sport, I guess you could say, and everyone's willing to help each other, which is really neat.
Now talk about your run at Kentucky Speedway. You had a top 10 finish.
Yeah, we were pretty fired up after it. And we're a little bit off on our setup here and there during different runs. Sort of came out of it with some good notes that we're going to carry over through the next couple of races, but Kentucky was a cool race. We went there and tested, so already had some laps. It's a bumpy track, so it's really rough on your equipment. It can be rough on your body by the end of the night as well. So being physically fit for a night like that in the middle of summer was important, and we were happy with the top 10 finish, and it's something that we can continue to build off of through the rest of the 2014 season.
You got Iowa Speedway coming up next. What are you expecting there?
Honestly, another top 5 or top 10 for us. I already have some experience in Iowa in the K&N series. Fortunately, we never really struck gold there. We never had a lot of good luck. It seems like the past couple of races there, we've had trouble finishing or had a part malfunction or, you know, this or that. So it'll be good to go back to Iowa, though. I really like that track. I have a lot of experience there and actually raced there last year in the truck. So I've got some notes that I've written down about that racetrack, some things that I'm really looking forward to.
What are some of your concerns going there?
There's a couple here and there. There's a bump in the center of 1 and 2 that if you can make it through that bump, it'll really sort of help you up off that corner, and that's where you can either gain a lot of time or you can lose a lot of time on your competitors. So figuring out how you set up the truck to get over the bump, but also be fast through 3 and 4, which is a completely different corner. So it's a lot flatter. It's a lot more high speed, a lot more roll speed through there to carry down the front straightaway. So figuring out these two different corners, and I think that will be the biggest concern that we'll have coming into the race.
This is your first season with the number 31 going with Turner Scott Motorsports. How are you gelling well with the team? You got good communication, good mojo going?
Yeah, it's great mojo so far. I know I've been working with Steve Turner and his dad, who's been awesome throughout this whole process, and Mike Shelton as well. Working with James Lister and getting the 2012 championship in that truck, which, I mean, you can't really say anything more about the race team and about the equipment and team behind it. I feel like our communication's been really well so far. Everyone has a little bit of ups and downs, you know, as far as performance on the racetrack. We struggled a little bit at Gateway in practice and qualifying, but then in the race, we really hit a home run and we were fast there. So I feel like our communication has been really good. The results may have not really proof for the performance that we've put on the racetrack so far. Hopefully that bad luck will turn into good luck this year through the rest of this year. And I'm excited about the next couple of races with Eldora, with Iowa, and we'll go to Chicago, which I've been to before, and Michigan, and some of these also have another road course. So there's a bunch of interesting racetracks that I'm really looking forward to coming up.
Oh yeah, Eldora, the dirt track. Yeah, that'll be fun. Do you have much dirt experience to perform well there?
I don't really have much experience at all in dirt, to be honest. I did like a 2-day test session with some friends of ours up at a track in Georgia, and it was a great experience. It's actually the most fun I've ever had behind a wheel car. So anyone who has the opportunity to do it, definitely take it up because it's really cool. But I don't have a whole lot of experience actually getting ready to do a test session on Monday somewhere in Virginia, which I'm really looking forward to, and then, you know, getting behind and see the truck again. Get a little bit of dirt experience. It's always fun to think sideways and only imagine what it's going to be like out there when you pack 20, 30 trucks on a racetrack with the sold-out fans out there. So we're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, I watched the race last year. I was actually at Eldora Speedway, and I'm telling you, the energy is something else at a dirt track. You're going to have a lot of fun. It was wild last year. Well, you'll be able to kind of lean on your teammates, I think, a little bit for the track experience, too. I think they raced there last year.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be able to lean on them. And good thing about the test that we're doing on Monday is actually Kyle Larson's going to be there. So we'll be able to bounce a lot of ideas and questions off of him, which will be really beneficial seeing his background in sprint cars and dirt track racing, ultimately. So you kind of got polar opposite there. You have someone that's been racing 100 to 120 dirt races a year to someone that has about 12 hours on the dirt racetrack. So, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it.
So what are you doing from now until the next Truck Series race? Because, oh, I'm telling you what, it's quite a wait between truck races. What do you do to keep yourself occupied?
Not a whole lot now. I recently graduated from the University of Florida, so I was pretty busy then. But now I'm just really focusing on my health, working out, staying fit. I've been messing and delving in triathlons a little bit here and there, which kind of gets out my competitive nature a little bit. Helps me stay motivated during these long, hot summer days. But do a little bit of that, just working on some other background stuff. That's all goes into racing. There's so many parts and pieces that go into, you know, making a race happen and the race team happen. So just staying as busy as I possibly can and always looking forward to the next race.
Yeah, you're up for Rookie of the Year, so you got to keep your mind fit and your body fit in order to keep up with that.
Exactly. I think we're first in the standings so far. Going pretty good, so we're shooting for Rookie of the Year, and hopefully we'll get a top five, so we'll sneak an invitation to the banquet at the end of the year.
And you're seventh in points. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it feels really good, you know, running with these top guys that have been around the series for so long, being able to run up with them in the top 10 and being seventh in the points standings is really awesome. So we're still shooting for a top five. I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can and hope for the best here.
We hope you have a great season, and good luck at Iowa Speedway coming up. And I have one last question for you. I was wondering what your favorite kind of cake is.
My favorite kind of cake, maybe a little bit biased, but my grandmother makes the best red velvet cupcakes, and I guess you could call it cake, too.
Yep.
She makes the best red velvet cupcakes I've ever had in my life. So I'm pretty biased as far as that goes. I like red velvet. I could also bake a confetti cake as well.
That's a popular answer, Red Velvet. Interesting.
I bet. It's good stuff.
All right. Well, Ben, good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. That's Ben Kennedy. He's driver of the number 31 for Turner Scott Motorsports in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. For Behind the Wheel, I'm Anita Gooden.